Friday, 2nd of April, based to Cholamoid Pesach, Yud Ches Nissan, Rabbi Svi David Cohen, walking up to Yerushalayim. This week's and the following week's Shurim have been sponsored by Family Gilbert, Leila Nishmas, Rav Avram Ben Chanoch.
Good morning. What I'd like to look at today is an idea which is mentioned by the Ksav of HaKabbalah, which happens actually to be on the postbook in this morning's Kriyas HaTorah. Sholeish Regonim Tochoy Gli Bashono. Three Regonim. See, a name for the Yom Tov, Gimel Regonim. The mitzvah of Sholeish Regonim Tochoy Gli Bashono is brought in detail by the Chinuch, Mitzvah Peches, Toch Peites. He brings the mitzvah of Chagiga, the mitzvah of Riyah. It's a mitzvah le'ro'ois baregel, le'beis ha-bechira, to be seen, or to appear in the Zora, in the Beis HaMikdosh, three times a year. U'mechiyu of Riyah zu she'yakriv sham korban oila, and part of this chiyuv, le'alois baregel, is to come with a korban oila. And as the Gemara says, Gibel mitzvah is nizdav Yisrael, the three mitzvahs which Klal Yisrael have the regel. One is Chagiga, one is Riyah, and one is Simcha, which are interpreted to mean Korban, Chagiga, the Sham is Simcha, and Oilus Riyah. So we have a mitzvah to come to Yisrael, to come to Yerushalayim, to come to the Azora, Beis HaMikdosh, to bring a Korban, or Korbanos, three times a year. The Ksav HaKabbalah looks at the word regel, and he's wondering as to why does the Torah describe a Yom Tov as a regel. And he refers us to Chazal, the beginning of Chagiga, when the Gemara discusses as to what the implications of regel are, as to whether the regel tells us one has to be able to walk to Har HaBayis, one has to have feet, one has to have feet that work properly, that can walk. Those are the drosh which Chazal look at in the word regel. But he specifically looks at where does one have to walk. Does one have to be able to walk from Eroi le Yerushalayim or Har HaBayis, from your hometown, from your residence where you live, to walk all the way up to Har HaBayis? You have to be able to do that, and that is the mitzvah. Or perhaps not. Only, as we see, perhaps we shall see, from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, or perhaps even less than that. And he starts with what we might call a contradiction or a difference of opinions in various midrashim. And that is, on the posuk in Shirashi, Mayofu Pamayich Banaolim Bas Nediv, which the Gemara in Chagiga says, Mayofu Pamayich Banaolim Bas Nediv, is reference to Klal Yisrael being Oile L'Regel. Mayofu, how beautiful, Banaolim, Pamayich, your footsteps, Banaolim Bas Nediv. The Gemara says, Kamenoyim Raglim Shel Yisrael B'Shosh Oilim L'Regel. How beautiful are the footsteps of, or the feet of Klal Yisrael B'Shosh Oilim L'Regel. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, implied is that it's a mitzvah la'alois l'regel by foot from wherever you live all the way up to Har HaBayis. On the other hand, the Umazen, we have a Medrash Tehillim in Perek Mem Beis. The Pasuk Eilo Eskero Veshbecho Olai Nafshi Ki Ever Basoch Adadei Mad Beis Elohim Bekorvino Vesoido Hamein Chegeg Eilo Eskero Veshbecho Olai Nafshi. These I will recall, I will remember, and my soul would want to depart. Why is it? Why is it my soul wants to pause, to leave my body because of what I am remembering? What am I remembering? Says the Medrash, quoted by many of the Mefarshim, as Mtudis brings it, my soul is tormented. I feel pain when I recall, I remember how people used to travel up from their hometowns up to Har HaBayis. Basoch, ki ever, as I go up and I pass to Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, Basoch, what is a soch? Basoch is from the expression of Sukkot, a covering. Says the Medrash, I remember how we used to come as royalty, we used to travel in wagons, covered wagons, well protected, to come to Aliyah L'Regel, and now we no longer have that. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, implied in this Medrash, is they never walked. from wherever they went to Har HaBayis. So we do seem to have a contradiction in the words of Medrash, or Chazal, and Gemara, as to where did or how did Klal Yisrael, how were they Oyla Rekha? Was it by foot, to walk in many miles, or did they travel by wagon? The Tzav HaKabbalah then tells us to have a look at Rashi and the Tosfos in the beginning of Chagiga. Tosfos, he says, is of the opinion one is required to go the whole way by foot, the Ein Shom. That is more or less the limit of his words. I'd like to have a look at this Rashi Tosfos to the beginning of Chagiga and see if perhaps we can add a little bit of detail to the very brief sentences of the Tzav HaKabbalah. The Mishnah in the beginning of Chagiga says, Hakoil Chayotin Beriyah, the first Mishnah, all are required to fulfill the mitzvah of Riyah, Chutz Mekereshayt Vekotin, and the Mishnah continues a long list of those who are exempt from the mitzvah, who are not included in the Hakoil. So we have a Kotin. Then the Mishnah says, Umi She'eina Yochoil El Alois Beravnov, one who cannot travel by foot to Har HaBayis, that person is exempt from the mitzvah of Riyah. Says the Mishnah further, Ezehu Kotin, who is a Kotin that is required? We have mentioned a Kotin is not required. The Torah exempts a Kotin from the mitzvah of Riyah, but as Rashi explains, there is a mitzvah of Chinuch. And to what age will we apply the halacha of Chinuch for mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel? Ezehu Kotin, which Kotin is required? La'alos B'Regel. Kol she'eino yochel lirkoi bal kesefav sheloviv ve'la'alos miyushalayim le'Har HaBayis divrei b'shamayim. U'besir le'imrim, כל שאין היוחד לאחוז ביודה של אובי ולאלויס שנמר שולי שגולי. A disagreement between Bishamai and Bishilam. Bishamai say a child who cannot ride up from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis on his father's shoulders is exempt. An older child, the child who has that ability, will be required to come Aliyah L'Regel, mitzvah of Chinuch. Bishilam say no, it's going to be a child who's old enough to be able to walk holding his father's hand in Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, as the Pasuk says, Regolim, to walk. And Rashi explains, as we said previously in the Mishnah, Mishaini Yochel Alis Barak, the one who cannot walk up to Har HaBayis is exempt from the mitzvah. And whatever a Godel is exempt from, a Kotun will not have the mitzvah of Chinuch. So as much as an older person who cannot walk is exempt from the mitzvah of Lil Regel, so to a child of the age that he cannot walk, say Besilel, is exempt from the mitzvah. And the Mishnah says to walk, where? Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. Rashi tells us, Ezeh Kotin, which child will be applied the mitzvah of Chinuch? Aval mikan ve'ilech, a child from this age, afal pi she'in echayev min ha'Torah, even though the Torah does not obligate him in the mitzvah of Riyah, Aliyah, Zeregel, chachomim, hetilu chachomim alovi va'alimu elechan chayev mitzvah. Nevertheless, Chazal have placed this mitzvah of Chinuch on the father and the mother, to educate him in the ways of the Torah. So obviously as we go through this Mishnah, and we come to this Rashi alarm bells ring, because we are familiar with Aloch in Erechayim, where we have a Magen Avraham or Shulchan Aruch, which tells us the well-known Aloch, Kotin Eichel Neveleis, if a child, since Shim Mem Gimel in Erechayim, Kotin Eichel Neveleis, a child is eating Neveleis, Ein Bezin Mitzuvin Af Mishrei. Bezin are not required to stop their child from transgressing an Issa. However, Oviv says the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah ligor boi vel hafrisha, is required to stop the child. It says the Morgan Avram, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Chabad B'Sveisiv says, Oviv mitzvah ligor boi, Oviv v'la imoi. Imoi is not required, she has no mitzvah of chinuch. But Rashi here seems to imply there is a mitzvah of chinuch both on the mother and on the father, tilu hachomim al oviv v'al imoi. Whereas in Halacha we seem to have an opinion not so. And the source of the controversy on Oviv Imoi is actually a Gemara in Nozir. In Nozir, the Mishnah says, "Ish Ma'viras Benoi Benozir." A father can place this in a zero on his child. Why is that? For Omer Rav Yochanan, Halacha L'Moishe Misinai. Halacha L'Moishe Misinai. Rish Lakish says it is not a halacha of the Torah, but rather midrabbonon. It is a din derabbonon lechanchoi to educate him in the way of Nazirus. Chinuch. Asks the Gemara, why does the Mishnah say a father can place Nazirus on his son? What about a mother on the son? What about a father on the daughter? We understand. Rabbi Yechanan said, Halacha l'Moshe Mitzina, a father can place nezirus on his child. We understand. Halacha l'Moshe Mitzina comes with restrictions, limitations. The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, only a father, only to a son, not a mother, not a daughter. But according to the opinion of Rish Lakish, who says that it is because of the mitzvah of chinuch, ketilu chachom mitzvah lechanchoi. So why should that be limited? Why not the father? Why not the mother? Why not the daughter? Says the Gemara, Elamai, it must be, the mitzvah of chinuch only applies to a father. The mitzvah of chinuch only applies to a son, who perhaps will be required to fulfill all tarag mitzvahs, but not to a daughter. That is the opinion of Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is forced into a corner. We have a Mishnah that says, of mothers, benoi, not imei, not bitoi. Why is that? Says the Gemara, it must be, there's no chinuch on a mother or daughter. Says the Maxis HaShaker, explaining the Mogen Avraham, that although we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan, there's no reason to assume that this is a point of debate. We can assume Rish Lakish will agree to Rabbi Yochanan to this idea that chinuch only applies to the father, and chinuch only applies to the son, not to the daughter. And therefore that will be perhaps accepted, that both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish agree chinuch applies to the father and to his son, not to a mother, not to a daughter. However, we have a familiar halacha. When it comes to Yom Kippur, mechanchim, we are mechanch both male and female children who passed partially before the age of bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. Ask Tosfos, why is that? If we have just gone and said, chinuch only applies to a son, not a daughter, why are we mechanch, why do we educate our children to fast before bas mitzvah? Says Tosfos, very profound, v'yish lechalik. We can differentiate. Says the Machzis HaShekhem, what does it mean? Does that mean Yom Kippur is different? Yom Kippur is very formal. That's why we apply chinuch to a daughter, but everywhere else, nozir, or any other mitzvah, we will not apply it. Or on the contrary, should we be understanding places to say, v'yesh lechalik, nozir is very lenient, but kol ha'Torah kula other than nozir, we will apply chinuch to a daughter and so to a mother. That is the topic of the Mogen Avraham, and that is the point of controversy, says the Maxis HaShekel, as to whether chinuch applies to a mother and a daughter, as well as to a father or and a son. But as we said, Rashi here says, Aliyah l'regel hetilu chachomim al ovi v'alimri. Okay, so we have, as the Mishnah tells us, a mitzvah, l'arnis l'regel, if you can, and with a child of the age who can walk, the mother and father have to bring him up. Says the Gemara. The Gemara a few days later, the bottom of Hayam and Bay, and beginning of Avamed Aleph. The Gemara asks a question. Basila tell us, a child that can walk up from Harabayim to Yerushalayim has to come. Ask the Gemara, Ad Hochaman Aisei. How did this child get to Yerushalayim? The Gemara is understanding. The mother has no mitzvah la'aleis l'regel, as the Mishnah said. The mother's at home. The father's come up with the older children. The mother's at home. So how could this little child, who we are assuming has the ability to walk a few hundred yards perhaps, in Yerushalayim, the Harabayis, but how could he travel all the way from home? How did he get here? Says the Gemara, do you know how? His mother brought him. Omele Abaye, Adhocha, Dimichai, Ve'ime, Besimcho. The mother has a mitzvah of Simcho. As Rashi tells us, La'ares L'regel Ve'lismayach Mechagim Ba'alo. She has a mitzvah of Simcho to celebrate with her husband. Therefore she will have to come with her husband to Yerushalayim, she will bring him until Yerushalayim. However, the child now has to leave the mother. The mother's not going any further. She's staying wherever she's residing in Yerushalayim, whichever hotel she's booked into in Yerushalayim, that's where they stay. The father has to go now up to Harabayis. Is the child required to leave his mother and to come up to Harabayis? What age will we require that from? When does it start? There we have the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if the child can walk or be carried. Says Tosfos. This is a Tosfos on the Mishnah, the first Mishnah again in Chagiga. It's actually brought in on the base, but it's reference to the words of the Mishnah. A person who cannot walk from wherever they have to walk to Harabayis, is exempt from, an adult is exempt from the mitzvah of Riyah. Pirush Rashi. A person who cannot walk from Yerushalayim to the Azor is exempt. A veragus enokat, says Taisus. person who can't leave the house, a person who's housebound, is exempt. But not only a person who's housebound and can't walk two steps out of the house is exempt, but even a person who can walk part of the way. But if they can't manage the whole journey, as Rashi says, Meir Shalayim Narabayis, that person is exempt. That is Tosis' interpretation of Rashi. Continues Tosis. Vahu Hadin. And so too. Im Hu'eina Yochel La'alei Sana'iro Ele Yerushalayim Depotur. Kedemashma Begemora Ad Hocher Man Haisi. The Gemara we just read. The Gemara asks on this child, who brought this child up to Yerushalayim, that we are debating as to whether this child has the mitzvah of chinuch or not. Ad hochem man aisim. What is the Gemara's question? What does the Gemara mean to ask, how did this child get to Yerushalayim? What's the difference? Is the Gemara just asking that we have a mitzvah to go from Yerushalayim to the Azora? And because you have a mitzvah from Yerushalayim to the Azora, who can fulfill that mitzvah? Whoever's on the starting line. If you're not at the starting line when the gun goes off, you can't race. So how did this child get to Yerushalayim to begin the mitzvah? That's the Gemara's question. The child's at home in Eilat. How is he getting now to Yerushalayim to fulfill the mitzvah that we're debating as Eid of Chinuch? Ad hochem anayse. Who brings him? Is that the Gemara's question? Or is the Gemara's question, ad hochem anayse, that we have a mitzvah to go from your hometown up until the Azorah? That's what your mitzvah is. And how did the child perform the first half of the mitzvah? Why are we debating the child's ability for chinuch on the second half to get from Yerushalayim to Azor Harabayis? How did the child perform the first half? Is that the Gemara's question? Says Tosfos, we look at that Gemara, we can see quite clearly halacha. A person who does not have the ability, la'aleis beregel, to walk up from their hometown up to Harabayis is exempt from the mitzvah. Because Tosfos understood the Gemara at Hochem Anaisi to mean, you have a mitzvah to go from your hometown to walk, beregel, la'aleis beregel, to the Azora. If you can't manage that, you are exempt. Asks the Gemara, what use is it to discuss the child's ability from Yerushalayim to Azora? At Hochem Anaisi, how did he get from here? What's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is very straightforward. The Gemara answered, his mother brought him. The child's not living. Netanya, Eilat, Tel Aviv. This child is living in Yerushalayim because his mother has to be in Yerushalayim, his father has to be in Yerushalayim, so obviously they will come on holiday to Yerushalayim. If they're all in Yerushalayim, so now we have to discuss how do you get from Yerushalayim, can you get from Yerushalayim to Azor? So what we have is Tosfos, which seems to be saying quite clearly, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is to walk from Eroi all the way up to the Azor. And a person who cannot do that, we have the exemption, Mishaini Yochel Lalis Baraglov. The Mishnah which says an adult who cannot walk up to the Azor is exempt from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Not only from the Korban, but also from actually coming into the Azor. An adult who cannot walk from their hometown all the way up is exempt from the mitzvah. Which implies that the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is to walk. Otherwise, why should you be exempt? Because you can't walk. So the implication is, a person who can not walk from Yerushalayim, his hometown, to the Azorah is potter from the mitzvah. That tells us the mitzvah is to walk up. You want to fulfill the mitzvah in the best possible way, walk from your hometown, spend 3 weeks walking up to the Azorah. That's Tosfos. The Chazon Ish disagrees. As the Gemara begins, the Gemara asks, Ad hochem man aise, who brought this child up until this point? The Chazon Ish says, Ein leima. The Chazon Ish, the end of Erechaim Oed, has a few words on Chagiga, Ein leima. Do not say that the Gemara means to ask, as much as a Godel would be exempt because if a Godel cannot walk from their hometown to Yerushalayim, they're exempt, so too this child should be exempt because he can't walk so far. Because that's not true. If you have an adult who can't walk from his hometown to Yerushalayim, do you know what he should do? He should get a car, get a bus, fly. That doesn't exempt you from the mitzvah. So if so, why should a child be potter? So what is the Gemara's question? Adochaman, I say. Says the Chazon Ish, number of possibilities. If the mitzvah is perhaps to go from Yerushalayim to Harabayis to the Azor, so there's no mitzvah of chinuch before you reach Yerushalayim. If there's no mitzvah of chinuch before you reach Yerushalayim, why should the child be brought up from his hometown? He has no mitzvah. Chinuch is, if you are faced with a mitzvah, do this mitzvah, so you tell the child, as much as when you're a gondel you would have to do it, now that you're a child, you're faced with the opportunity, do it. But the child is not faced with the opportunity. The opportunity only exists when he's in Yerushalayim. He's not in Yerushalayim today. That's the Gemara's question. Answers the Gemara, he is in Yerushalayim because his mother had to be there. Says the Chazan Shani, it could be there's no mitzvah to walk in Yerushalayim in Har HaBayis. There's a mitzvah to appear in Har HaBayis, to be in Har HaBayis. How you get there is your own business. Everything else is a Hechsher mitzvah. It's building a sukkah. Walking there is a Hechsher mitzvah. But we have Xeris HaKosuv. The Torah tells us there's a shiur. Elulav has a shiur. Matzah has a shiur. Everything has a shiur. There's a shiur. What sort of person has to appear in Har HaBayis? A person who can walk the 500 yards from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. If you can't walk those few hundred yards, you're not required to fulfill the mitzvah. If you can walk those few hundred yards, you are required to fulfill the mitzvah. But what is the mitzvah? To be in Har HaBayis, not to go. Says the Chazon Ish. However, look in Tosfos, he seems to disagree with me. Tosfos says, you have to go from your hometown up to Yerushalayim, to Azorah, and if you can't walk it, you're exempt. Obviously, Tosfos felt, you don't get a car up from your hometown, you have to walk. Says the Chazon Ish. If you want to put in a few sentences the disagreement between myself and Tosfos, it would be as follows. Is a person who cannot walk have a ptur, you don't have to fulfill the mitzvah because you can't, or is it a shir to the mitzvah? What happens if a person who was flown into the Azorah, or was flown into Yerushalayim, shall we say, this person can't walk, but he's been brought from wherever he lives to Har HaBayis. Does he now have a mitzvah to walk the last few yards, or is he exempt? Says the Chazon Ish, according to me, he's exempt. This person cannot walk, he hasn't got the shri, he hasn't got the required amount, abilities, to fulfill the mitzvah. Doesn't have to. Could be he's got now the ability to walk the last 10 yards, but he's not a Baruchi. A person who can't walk in Yerushalayim Har HaBayis is not required. According to Tosfos, the mitzvah is to walk from your hometown to Har HaBayis. If you can't, the Torah lets you off. But if now you're here, somebody's brought you here, you're no longer let off the hook. You have to fulfill the mitzvah. That's the Chazon Ish as he disagrees with Tosfos. The Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva to Reb Shneur Zalman Schneerson in Tov Shin Tesvot. Zayin Hador, he writes that in response to the same question, does one have to be Oyle Regel Ber Regel? Does one have to walk up? And Reb Shneur Zalman Schneerson suggested you have a Gemara. Sholish regolim ba'shona, three regolim, la'mitzvah mitzuven la'alis beregel. What is meant by mitzuven la'alis beregel? We just mentioned the word sholish pa'am yibar, sholish regolim. Three regolim, you are mitzuven la'alis beregel. Said the shoyel to Ramesha Feinstein, that what the sentence should be translated is as, three regolim, or three on the toive throughout the year, you are required to be oiler by foot. Said Ramesh, that's not what it means. Sholish ba pa'omim, or sholish regolim ba shona means, three on the toive a year, you are required to be oiler by regel on the Yom Tov. Why is it repeated? Because by regel is the first day of Yom Tov. The mitzvah, laris the regel, is the first day. Any after day of Yom Tov is a tashlumin. The shoyel asks further proof, perhaps. We know that a person who has no feet is exempt from the mitzvah. A posuk, Vayofur Pamayim figure Mora Darshans. A person who can't walk is lame, another posuk, he's exempt from the mitzvah. Why would we require so many proofs? Says Ramesh Feinstein, if the halacha is, a person has to be able to walk to fulfill the mitzvah, just have one drosha. A person who can't walk, a person who has no feet can't walk, potter from the mitzvah, that will tell us, you can't walk, you can't fulfill the mitzvah, then include everybody. Says Ramesh, there's no such halacha, a person who can't walk, therefore, is exempt because you have to be able to walk. There's no mitzvah, you have to be able to walk. You can get a taxi up to Har HaBayis. A person who has no feet is exempt. A person who can't walk for whatever reason it might be is exempt, but that's not the mitzvah. Therefore we need separate tukim for each and every one. Where is the ptur from? Again we have here a dispute between Amosha and the Chazon Ish. Amosha Feinstein says a kotel who can't go up without holding his father's hand all the way up from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis means from the place he's living in Yerushalayim. Because that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Yerushalayim Lahar HaBayis, because his mother brought him to Yerushalayim. But where did his mother bring him to? His mother brought him to the place he's living in Yerushalayim, they're staying in Yerushalayim. How did he get from that house where they're staying, with the flat they're staying in Yerushalayim, to the Har HaBayis? His father has to be able to take him. So obviously the Shira of Yerushalayim Har HaBayis means the place in Yerushalayim where they're staying. Says Chazon Ish, no. We have this halacha Ashir in the mitzvah. You have to be able to go from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. If not, you're potter. Do you know where that is from? Machane Levio. From the beginning of Har HaBayis to the Azorah. Yerushalayim Har HaBayis means from when Har HaBayis begins in Yerushalayim. Mr. Rieven brings a Yerushalmi that disagrees with it, so asks, where in Yerushalayim does one have to be able to walk from? Chazon Ish is not impressed. Four words, he says, I'm to Rieven, maybe Yerushalmi, not interested. Rabbi Feinstein explains why. Our Gemara says not like the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, where do you have to be able to walk from? Says Yerushalmi, from Chemes Yerushalayim, from the houses Yerushalayim. Says that Yerushalmi from the Shiloyach, which is in the middle of Yerushalayim. Says Rabbi Yerushalmi, Gemara says not like that. Atochem man Isi. Who brought the child till here? His mother did. Implication is that the child, from the place where the mother dropped him off, the place where he's staying, that's where the father's going to have to take him from. And in that, Mishnah said that he can walk from there. Otherwise, the Gemara should have asked, how's he getting from where he's staying to the Shulach? So we have, if we could put it briefly, a basic question. Is the person required to walk all the way up from where they live, up to Yerushalayim, to fulfill the mitzvah? We have on the one hand Tosfos that says he has to be able to, otherwise exempt. We have the Moshe Feinstein and the Chazon Ish who say definitely not. One does not have to be able to walk, there's no mitzvah. It's a Hekshe mitzvah to get up there. It's La'arais to appear in Yerushalayim, in Azorah is a mitzvah. We have an exemption. If you can't walk, you're exempt. Not because you have to walk, but because if you can't, the Torah is not requiring the mitzvah from you. Where do you have to be able to walk from? We have the Chazon Ish says you have to be able to walk from the bottom of Har HaBayis up to the top of Har HaBayis. And we have, Rav Moshe says, from where you're staying, the child has to be able to go from where he's staying in Yerushalayim up to Har HaBayis. That is, I think, briefly, the halachic aspect of Shoreh Shekhoi. The Ksav HaKabbalah continues on. And he says very, very beautifully, now trying to do justice to his words, the word regel is not only found in the Pasuk, it's a description used by Chazal. Shmini Atzeres is regel bifnei atzmoi. Many times we find the expression regel in reference to Yom Tov. Chayv odem letaris atzmoi beregel. Doesn't really make sense to us. The Chazal are using this expression regel because a person has to be able to walk up. Is that all there is to it, that being able to walk is why Chazal use the expression regel as opposed to moyed, Yom Tov, whatever it might be? He says there must be more to it. And he says there is. When Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Paro, and he said to Paro, your avodim will come, and they will chase me away and tell me to leave a tribe. We find an expression in the Pasuk. V'chol ha'om ha'ashe beraglecho. Your avodim will say, you shall leave Moshe, v'chol ha'om ha'ashe beraglecho. What is meant by those words? You, Moshe, will leave Mitzrayim, v'chol ha'om ha'ashe beraglecho. Says Rashi, all those people who follow your advice, who take guidance from you, you avodim will come parai and they will say to me, Moshe, get out of Mitzrayim, you and all those who follow your advice. An expression used by the Torah is v'chol ha'om ha'ashe beraglecho. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, what's a regel? As he is very often does, he puts it in Yiddish for us, fus, a foot. That's a regel. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, a foot is what takes a person from place to place. The word regel doesn't necessarily mean going from place to place physically. Spiritually is also going by regel. When we use the expression regel, it means that we are going, we have a direction, we are going from one place to another place. A Yom Tov, a regel, is an opportunity for us to go from place to place. And he says as follows. Dan Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, and they saw phenomenal things. Things which defied reason, logic, no understanding to them. They made no sense. How did they occur? How did Kriyas Yom Tov happen? How did Dom Tzvadi Akim, how did these things occur? We don't know. It's beyond us. But that's fantastic. Because now that we've seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs things for us which are beyond our understanding, then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns around and says, you have Torah, you have Mishpatim, you have Mitzvahs, you have Chukim, well, we understand. Chukim are without reason. We don't understand the logic to a Chuk, but we have to fulfill those. Because we know everything is beyond us. Many things are beyond our understanding. We looked at Mitzrayim and we saw things are beyond us. But that's fine if we recall those wonderful events and we were witness to those wonderful events. But what happens a few years down the line? 100 years, 200 years, 400 years later? It's a distant memory that HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves towards us or has the abilities to do things beyond reason and beyond logic. What then are we going to answer, as Rashi says in Parshas Chukas, to the Yetzer Hara, to the Umes HaOlam, Ma Mitzvah Hazois, Ma Tam Yeshbo? Why are you doing this chukim for? There's no logic, there's no reason. What's Rashi's wonderful answer? Parshas Chukas. Chayk. It's a chayk. Einu Recha Rishus L'Harer. It's a fantastic answer. What's the logic to what you're doing? What's logic? Then why am I doing it? Why should I do something which has no logic? Says the Tzav HaKabbalah, Yom Tov HaRegel is an opportunity for us to see again things without reason. What happened at Yom Tov HaRegel? What happened at Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos? Everyone is Oleh Regel. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people come up to the Beis HaMikdash. What do they see? Eish Yodah Min HaShemayim. They see a fire coming down from heaven onto Mizbeach. They see a pillar of smoke coming from Shemayim, connecting Shemayim to Oretz, which never moves. They have a hurricane, winds blowing, the Mizbeach exposed, but this pillar never moves. The fire is never extinguished in whatever rains come. The Oleh Regalim come up to Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, we take out the Kohanim, take out the Shulchan, they lift up the Shulchan and they say, Ruchi Baschem Lifnei Amokim, see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. We have bread which is a week old, and it's as fresh and warm today as it was a week ago. The Pareches is opened up before the Oleh Regalim. And the Kohanim tell the Kohanim from the Oleh Regalim, have a look. Ruah HaSakruvim Murovim Urin Zebezeh. You see the Kruvim, Kizokho Nekeva, hugging each other. Ruchi Baschem Lifnei Amokim, Kizokho Nekeva. Klal Yisrael are coming. Tens of thousands of people crowding into the Azorah. Nobody can move. But suddenly comes a daven. Everyone has so much space that the person next to him cannot hear the other person's tefillahs. You can daven and no one else can hear tefillahs. Miracle. Suddenly there's ample space for everybody. There's no understanding to these events. Nobody can explain how these events occur. How is it possible? Do you know what? You can't understand it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things for us which are beyond our understanding. So you can therefore also appreciate He demands things from us without understanding. A regel is an opportunity for us to strengthen our belief in the Torah mitzvahs and our overall emunah. That is Sholesh Regalim. A regel is something which takes you from place to place. A regel is an opportunity for you to find guidance, for you to find direction, to go from one place to another. Even when the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim have been dimmed, but every year we Oleh Regel, and again we have the opportunity to remember and to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things beyond reason, beyond what appears to be beyond reason and understanding. We too therefore have to respond when HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from us to do things which appear to be lacking in reason. That, says Ksav HaKabbalah, is why they call Sholesh Regalim. And therefore perhaps I can conclude with a thought of the Sifrei Kohen on the same pasuk. I'll read out his words. Sholesh Regalim Tochayg Li Ba'Shona. Remez. If you are to go by foot, you will go and not be tired. Lomo, why will you not tire when you go up from your hometown or from Yerushalayim, La'azor, why will you not tire? Sholesh Regalim, because you're not walking on 2 feet, you're walking on 3 feet. Sholesh Regalim Shtayim Shelahem Sheholchim Behem, you are going using your own 2 feet, Va'achas Sheli Imohem, and my foot is coming with you. What is my foot? Haregel shalihi malachi hashores yochi mohem. The malachi hashores escort you and help you on your way. Vechein sholesh regolim tochoig. The word sholesh regolim tochoig roshetevis shores. Reference to the malachi hashores who are going with you. We are not Oleh Regel. But perhaps if we use a regel, as the Ksav HaKabbalah says, to give us guidance and to take us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will have this Yata Dishmai which escorted the Oleh Regalim, the Malachi HaShores, to help us achieve our aims and our goals. wish everyone a good night, a good Shabbos, and a good day.